We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
All right, it is 8:33, and it is Thursday, the 14th of January. I'm not sure if somebody fell over or what happened.
I've been drinking too much. Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I could just picture Charlie running and diving onto the microphone. I'm here.
Hey, the listeners don't know that that was me. Could have been you.
We just threw you under the bus, though.
You sure did.
It was Charlie. Well, good morning, Charlie. Brennan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy Marks-Kors.
Good morning.
Let's see. We have some snow on the way possibly tomorrow, so I'm looking forward for that. I'm always trying to think of ways to brighten the news cycle because it just keeps churning. And yesterday it was a very quick impeachment vote as opposed to the last one, which kind of dragged on forever and confused people. So the vote to impeach President Trump for inciting a violent insurrection against the United States government was 232-197. There were 10 Republicans who joined Democratic colleagues to impeach. And while that doesn't sound like a lot, that actually is the most ever from a president's own party. This is just a year or so after Republicans voted unanimously against impeaching Trump over the Ukraine thing. So, Charlie, your thoughts on yesterday's historic vote?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen now. I do think the president did commit offenses which were impeachable, but when is Nancy Pelosi going to deliver the articles of impeachment? Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, says it's not going to happen before the 20th. And so it could happen after the 20th when Joe Biden is president. But let's face it, he doesn't want to start his new administration concentrating on what happened in the previous administration and suck all that energy out of the Senate and the House and all that. Not to mention the news cycle. Does Joe Biden really want President Trump front and center of the news after January 20th? And so I'm assuming that, like, as Representative Clyburn said, they might wait 100 days and then present the articles and start impeachment. But what if the vaccine rollout doesn't go well? What if coronavirus gets worse? What if the economy tanks? And then if Congress takes up impeachment when there is more important business to be attended to, I think it could backfire. So I'm not sure anything is going to happen.
Right. It is. You know, I was surprised to read that it is the most bipartisan impeachment vote in history because of the 10 Republicans who joined the vote for impeachment. And my goodness, we had Frank Bowman on, Charlie, you know, yesterday shortly in his book, High Crimes and Misdemeanors, A History of Impeachment for the Age of Trump. I don't even know if when he wrote it quite how relevant it would be. And so it's, you know, it's not that hard to remember that impeachment, as we know, doesn't have to be a statutory crime. It's a political crime. And so when you're looking at what happened last week and in the months leading up to last week, Trump's rhetoric, which on Wednesday incited or at the very least encouraged a mob to take over, siege the Capitol with the belief that they could somehow really overturn an election, but also months of lies that undermined people's faith in the electoral process. That's a big deal. So if that's not impeachable, I'm not sure what is. I know there are those who think, yes, it's totally impeachable, but for the good of our country, he shouldn't have been impeached, or he shouldn't be convicted. But I'm not sure if for the good of the Constitution that he shouldn't be. You know, if that's not impeachable, what is?
Well, here is something that I think is even more chilling, is that there were 10 Republicans who did join to vote for impeachment, but there are reports that there might have been more, except that they were getting threats, Republican congressmen getting threats from people against either themselves or their families if they did vote for impeachment. Now, I know we all get angry emails here and phone calls and sometimes things that seem very threatening. I can only imagine what it might have been like to be a Republican congressman on the fence, Amy.
Right. Representative Jason Crow told Meet the Press that the majority of the GOP was, quote, paralyzed with fear. He said he had a lot of conversations with his Republican colleagues. A couple of them broke down in tears, saying that they are afraid for their lives if they vote for the impeachment. Guy Benson of Fox News confirmed it and said he spoke with a GOP member moments ago asking if it was true that House Republicans who favor impeachment but fear for their lives just can't follow through with the vote because they're afraid for their safety. That's how they feel. David French of the Dispatch also confirmed it. That's a terrible place for our country if you have members of Congress afraid for their lives if they vote according to their principles.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly out there, and that's why Gene Evans, the Missouri State GOP director, executive director, says that she left her position early. She joined us last week to break that announcement that we knew that she had resigned, but she said it was just the tone and the tenor of the phone calls that she was getting from the GOP were off the charts. And then we see what some supporters of the president did to Representative Lou Correa, a Democrat out of California, when he was at Dulles Airport without masks. They're in his face yelling MF and real violent language in front of him. And he was just waiting for a plane. And there they were at a airport gate and very outspoken, shouting members of, I shouldn't say members, but they were supporters of the president, were really attacking him. And I can only imagine that this is going on all across the country. I don't know. But it was all caught on video, and somebody's got to stand up and say, stop it. And the president did do something like that yesterday, saying, hey, come on, no violence, which was a good thing to do, frankly. So and I hope more people also get up and say, look, let's tone it down.
All right. We have to take a break here at 844 traffic and weather. But already some folks want to impeach Joe Biden, and he hasn't even been sworn in yet. So we'll talk about that on round two. Here is 842. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan, Amy Marks Kors. It is round two of OT. And newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia so far is best known as being one of the QAnon candidates elected to Congress. But she may have made more headlines now by yesterday saying that she plans on filing articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first full day in office next week. She also apparently had been refusing to wear a mask during the lockdown, but wore a mask yesterday on the House floor. It said censored on her mask while she was speaking on multiple national networks. Charlie, any thoughts about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, again, she's talking about impeachment and whatnot. Let's face it, she hasn't got the vote. She's in the Republican Party. She won't get the votes in the House to send that indictment to the Senate, so it's just talk. But it's not the exact same, but when Cori Bush got up there and called President Trump the white supremacist in chief, and she got booed, actually. And so you get these new members of the House who are just still fanning flames, and they're going in the wrong direction. We really do need unity from the Republicans, as you point out, Debbie, and from the Democrats, as I just did.
Yeah. I think it's pretty gross. I mean, the fact that she is a QAnon conspiracy theorist is disturbing enough. It was ironic, again, that she is wearing her censored mask and is speaking on the floor as a member of Congress on multiple, you know, national networks. You're not being censored. You obviously have a voice, even though the conspiracies you're spreading are lies. Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger, who was one of the Republicans who voted in favor of impeachment, he tweeted about Marjorie Taylor Greene, "This name will be one forgotten by next January. Politics for fame is headed out the door. The adults will return." I don't know if politics for fame is headed out the door. I do hope so, but my goodness, from his lips to God's ears, that Marjorie Taylor Greene's name is irrelevant by next January.
All right, let's talk. We're going to go back here to the possibility of a trial in the Senate, because if there is one, the attorneys who defended the president during the first impeachment trial said they won't represent him for a second trial. Also, there are reports that President Trump has asked that Rudy Giuliani's expenses be closely looked at and doesn't want to pay him, which I know. I don't know how sorry we should feel for Rudy. He clearly knew what he was getting into. But what does a second trial look like if there is one? Do you think, Amy, that there are going to be attorneys stepping up to defend the president?
Well, I don't know who it would be. If he's not going to, you know, pay Rudy Giuliani, who may or may not be disbarred, I'm not sure. This has turned into Trump's whole legal team, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood. It would be hilarious if it weren't so tragic and devastating and costing lives. You know, I mean, it's bizarre. It's like, as you mentioned yesterday, Charlie, like, Debbie, a Real Housewives episode. You can just imagine Trump sitting at the table. I'm not paying Rudy. And then Rudy sitting on the couch, lashing out because he can't believe he's not getting his money.
And then somebody flips a table and hair is pulled.
Exactly. It turns into some type of catfight. It's so bizarre to me. But unfortunately, I mean, this is the president of the United States. The sooner this episode is over, the better.
Charlie?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of these little drips and drabs stories. I think it's kind of, I think we're kind of piling on the president. I mean, not that he doesn't deserve it, but last night, I mean, we really should play parts of what he said last night, because he did call for calm. And
all right, let's play that now.
That should really not be missed in this discussion.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement.
All right, so that is just a clip from what the president said yesterday. But Charlie, to your point, why didn't the president say this a week ago? Why are we waiting a week?
It is late. And I don't know his motivation for even delivering it last night. But I think those words have to get to his supporters, who might be heading to Washington, D.C. or our state's capitals.
It's late. The damage is done. Is it better than nothing? Sure. It's better than nothing. And I hope there are some of his most ardent followers who listen, maybe a few who are going to go to D.C. or take action, who decide not to. But the damage has been done. The monster's been unleashed. And
oh, no. You can put it back in. I mean, and he's the guy to do it. I can't criticize him for that speech last night. After all, earlier this week, I was saying that somebody's got to stand up at the podium or the lectern and say, calm it down. And he did that. So, hey, you know, he deserves some credit. I realize it's late, and he deserves this impeachment because he caused the problems that led to it. But last night was a good address, one that we should have heard, you're right, 10 days ago.
A low bar.
Let's take a break here, and we'll be back with round 3 of OT. Would you get the vaccination if they paid you? is 8:52. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Marks-Gores and Charlie Brennan. There are some people who say they're not going to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Some in the healthcare industry who say they're not going to get it. However, if you would like to get the vaccine, maybe you would need to work at Dollar General, because apparently they are going to pay their employees to get it. They're offering a one-time payment equivalent to 4 hours of pay. Dollar General is not making it a requirement. They're just saying, hey, we'll pay you if you get the vaccine. Thumbs up or down, Amy?
Well, my question is how much were they going to pay? And they said, 4 hours of pay. Because I love these games. There was the bad boyfriend in a Hallmark movie said everybody has a price. So then I love throwing out hypotheticals like, Debbie, would you change your last name to Nerdburger for $1 million? So you're Debbie Nerdburger.
Yes, I would.
and then I lower the number. I'm like, would you change your name to Nerdburger for $100,000? And I like to see how low the number could go. So really, the 4 hours of pay doesn't seem like it's going to be high enough for me to get the vaccine. But I would be interested in the $1 million, $100,000, $40,000, and see how low you would go.
All right, here's the problem. Alex Garza says that of those hospital employees at BJC, Mercy, SSM, and St. Luke's, have been offered the vaccine, just between 45% and 65% have taken advantage of it. That's a huge problem, because they're on the front lines and they're working with people. So got to increase that. BRIA Health Services, according to Michelle Munns in today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they have skilled nursing facilities in Belleville. They're giving bonuses of $150 to their staff members who get the vaccine. Boy, we're not going to solve the problem if the people in the nursing homes don't get it, if people in hospitals don't get it. I'm flummoxed by this one. This I do not understand. I didn't know it was so close to home.
And I will say this real quickly, because I was joking about the pay, because I think those questions are funny. But it does work, and it's been done before in a way. I know Target was offering a $5 coupon or rebate when you got the flu vaccine there. And I have friends, and they took their kids and they got the flu vaccine at Target, and because they make it easy and you save $5. So I do think it could encourage people.
Real quickly, before we have to go, it was 50 years ago this week that All in the Family debuted on CBS. Mm. Hard to believe, 50 years ago. Wow. For those who are too young to remember it, ran from 1971 to 1979, and Archie Bunker was a loudmouthed, uneducated bigot who believed in every stereotype that he ever heard. He had a very liberal son-in-law named Meathead, and you still loved all of the characters on the show. Do you think a show like that could exist on network TV today, Charlie? I guess it would have to be very well written.
You know, we had Norman Lear on the program, and he wrote a great book about his life, and he pointed out that getting those shows on the air were one constant battle after another with CBS. It wasn't on the air because CBS liked it. It was because Norman Lear really pushed for it. And I guess if you had some personality as strong as Norman Lear today, you might be able to do something like that. But, boy, in today's politically correct world, I don't think it's too likely to see that.
And maybe it couldn't debut, but it could still air, in the sense that South Park and Family Guy, you know, they're pretty offensive. And people have said you couldn't make The Office today. And that was just, what, 10, 15 years ago? I'm not sure. You could make The Office today because Michael Scott was he wasn't a bigot. I guess he was just completely ignorant. And everything he said was so cringy.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's exactly right. There's Debbie Nerdburger over there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that the beauty of All in the Family, though, was that it was so well written that even though Archie Bunker was a bigot, like, it showed that he did have some humanity and the characters did learn from each other. You kind of saw different perspectives, and maybe we're not seeing all perspectives and facets of people anymore.
You know, Robert Guillaume from St. Louis was the star of Benson. I think it's the only sitcom to be on two different networks. And the opening of Benson, because he in the later episodes, he was the governor of the state. He would walk up to the governor's mansion and the police officers there would frisk him. This was in the opening of the show.
I remember that.
Just, you would not have that today. Just the sentiment, you would have people marching in the streets and saying, hey, take it off the air, that's wrong.
Or maybe they'd say, boy, that's reality.
I don't know.
It's 8:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.